From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with Kevin Holm Hudson and the Adjuncts. Coming up on Red Barn Radio.
And color of my dreams. In the torrent of energy sweeping me in its stream. In the silence where I hear the voice of my soul. In the vortex where I willingly give up control. Threshold of almost there. In the trembling air. In the earth cloud of speed of a galloping horse. In the wind that uproots with a hurricane. Embrace in the story I read upon each stranger's face. Spirit moves with the speed of a spark that can fan to a flame hidden deep in the dark, and the moth circles in, all entranced by the bright light's glare. In the trembling air. Of laughter exchanged with a friend. In the hum of excitement that never will end. In the song that enfolds you in the warmth of its tone. In the whisper that tells you you're never. In the sparkle of life when I look in your eyes. The assurance that no one is finally beyond repair. In the trembling air.
We want to thank WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner serving central and eastern Kentucky. WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Live streaming and more information at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen for supplying food each week for our guests, artists, and volunteers. Located on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's Delta Kitchen features the authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta, and live music every weekend. You'll find more information on Broussard's on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. Red Barn Radio is now in its 17th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 655th live concert performance. Tonight, we present Dr. Kevin Holm-Hudson. By day, Dr. Holm-Hudson is a professor of music theory at the University of Kentucky. By night, he plays keyboards and is also an active solo songwriter in his own right. Growing up on the mean suburban streets of Wilmington, Delaware, Dr. Holm-Hudson channels his unresolved middle-class angst and hormone-hijacked adolescence into his tuneful and articulate songs. We are so pleased to welcome Dr. Kevin Holm-Hudson and the adjuncts to the Red Barn stage.
Iridescent blue. When I awoke to my surprise, suddenly I realized that I had lived this life before. In the sky, an open door was beckoning to me, and now with clarity, I knew one day I must go walking through. I've seen the past. Then I see the door, and I know it means escape. In the cold and gray of a working day, my dreams are iridescent blue. Inside the dead saloon are the ghosts of memories. They come floating on the breeze, and then they slowly disappear with the passing of the years. The ghosts come back and settle in, and they remind you where you've been. By the light of the harvest moon, one day I'll pass through that door of the spirit. But until then, I am abandoned here below. But even then I know, from the pictures that I've seen, and from up in space, this earthly place is shining iridescent blue. And when I first laid eyes on you, I knew that it was destiny that you'd be coming home with me, and that my wicked luck would change. But everything was prearranged. The dice was loaded from the start. I'd already lost my heart just to find that you were untrue. Like a poker hand given by a crooked dealer, you already know how the game is going to end. But I can still call you my friend and my partner in bad luck. In the cold design of the neon sign, your eyes look iridescent blue. In the cold design of the neon sign, your eyes look iridescent blue.
Now here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker to speak with Dr. Kevin Holm Hudson.
Hello, Dr. Kevin Holm Hudson. Nice to see you, and so glad you could be on the program tonight. Since we may not have an opportunity to speak directly to your bandmates, maybe you could speak on their behalf.
They all think I'm wonderful.
Okay, good.
Next question.
Thanks. Maybe you could tell their bios on their behalf.
Absolutely. I have known Chappie, David Chapman, for close to 20 years. We played in bands together. We got driven out of churches together. You know, we've jammed and gone into strange musical territories together. And so he's one of my go-to musicians in any kind of situation. And when the opportunity came to put together a band, The Adjuncts actually was a band that was put together specifically for this show, for Red Barn Radio. I'd been doing a lot of music as a solo artist. And when the opportunity came to do Red Barn Radio, it was suggested that it might be fun to work with a band. And so, of course, Chappie was my first choice. Finding a bass player was a bit more difficult because, being the summertime, a lot of the musicians I knew were traveling and things like that. But Chappie knew Scott from years back. They had been in a band together. Not exactly sure how many years back they had played, but it had been quite a long time. But he was somebody that Chappie thought of right away. So I sent demos out, sent charts, and when we had our first rehearsal, it was just like we all just hit it off so well. So Scott is actually near Alexandria, Kentucky.
Where is that?
It is northern Kentucky, not too far from Cincinnati, Covington area. What I know about it is that it's a long, meandering drive off of the interstate.
Yeah, I don't recall seeing any Alexandria signs on 75.
No, it's a bit of a drive to get up there, a bit of a drive for him to come down and join us. But that's, you know, I think a testimony to his dedication and fortitude and the fact that he tolerates us.
You find the darndest things just digging around the backyard of a shotgun shack on the edge of town. Some empty whiskey bottles and a broken G.I. Joe tell the tale of a family that lived here long ago. Secrets that are buried can come out into the light. A heavy rainstorm that erodes the soil just right. Dig around the fence line and they'll start the show exhumed. Copper-colored and glistening by the light of the moon. No one ever talks about the bullets in the backyard. No one ever talks about the bullets in the backyard. Some say they were used for hunting, though no one knows what they were hunting for. An impromptu burgoo from the times when the living was poor. Perhaps they were a souvenir from fighting overseas. Speculation comes with excavation by degrees. Perhaps they were for settling some neighborly dispute. The past is buried now, so the point is probably moot. Who knows what family secrets lie in the hearts of men? It's how they settled things. It was a different time back then. No one ever talks about the bullets in the backyard. No one ever talks about the bullets in the backyard. Suburban shrapnel can be the worst kind. Everyone likes to look sophisticated and refined, but the recoil can be nasty and difficult to control. A long forgotten rumor can blow a hole right through your soul. You don't get many answers if you ask around these parts. Don't ask so many questions is advice you should take to heart. Handle the truth as gently as those bullets in your hand. You don't want something to blow up that you would never understand. Darling, no one ever talks about the bullets in the backyard. No one ever talks about the bullets in the backyard.
bullets in the backyard. Thank you, everyone.
Well, I'm just impressed that you got the decal on the kick drum so quickly.
Well, if I can give a shout out to that, that logo is courtesy of my friend Steve Broderson, with whom I play in a band called the Twiggenburys. It's
yes.
A British pop rock cover band. I knew Steve as a terrific graphic artist, and so I said, you know, we need a logo that can go in a drum head. And he said, any ideas? And I said, well, you know, something with a vintage look and should probably have a mortarboard hat on it. And I think a day or two later, he sends me this great mock-up. He's like, how about this?
I like it.
That's great. So. In his studio, young Pablo, rosins up his cello bow. It's 1936 in Catalonia. Soon all of Europe will explode. Passion and technique again combined in a flowing arabesque of line. You have to hold on to aspirations. You have to hold on while your country burns. In his studio, young Pablo makes some markings in his pages. Dance across the rosewood, soaring sound across the ages. The generals keep a different score, not from music but from war. You have to hold aspirations. You have to hold on to inspirations. You have to hold on to being human, even while your country burns. Decodes an ancient message that was written long ago. From composer to the student, mediated by the bow. About the planes, the music's all that remains. You have to hold on to aspirations. You have to hold on to inspirations. You have to hold on to being human, while your country burns. You have to hold on to being human, even while your country burns. Roberta Guthrie, ladies and gentlemen.
So Roberta just joined you on cello on Portrait of Casals. And then later on will be Dan Ward. Tell us about how you came to know Roberta and Dan.
In the case of Roberta, she and I go to the same Quaker meeting, Lexington Friends meeting. She brought in her cello to meeting one Sunday. We usually have a time of music before the silent worship, and she led us into worship. There is a movement from Mahler's Fifth Symphony called the Adagietto. It's just a gorgeous, full lyrical melody, but it basically starts in the cellos and reaches its apex in the violins. You know, when Mahler wrote that, he passed it from instrument section to instrument section. And Roberta played it as a solo, unaccompanied cello piece, taking it all the way up into the violin register. And I heard just, you know, this world-class cello playing, and I just said, wow. After I had written Portrait of Casals, I asked if she would grace us with playing cello on it, and I wrote a cello part that kind of weaves the Bach cello prelude from the first cello suite with enough tinkerings to make it fit my own chord progression, you know. And so so she played that part. And we've played it a few times, but this is, you know, certainly the largest audience that we've played it for.
Storm clouds rolled in. TV news said, if we stayed here, we would likely be dead. So we covered the windows, barred all the doors, and we said goodbye to the lost shore. And we said goodbye to the lost shore, for we knew we'd not return anymore. We said a prayer, we could muster no more, as we said farewell to the lost shore. Why these gale winds won't allow her to land. Like me, she's lost as the rain pours, trying to make her way to the lost shore. And we said goodbye to the lost shore, for we knew we'd not return anymore. We said a prayer, we could muster no more, as we said farewell to the lost shore. Poor little child, can't understand why God would not allow her house to stand. Island is gone, not there anymore, just flotsam and jetsam along the lost shore. And we said farewell to the lost shore, for we knew we'd not return anymore. We said a prayer, we could muster no more, as we said farewell to lost shore. And we said goodbye to the lost shore, for we knew we'd not return anymore. We said a prayer, we could muster no more, as we said farewell to the lost shore.
Let's talk about you and about your training and where it all started. Did you actually grow up in Delaware?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah. And how did you happen to be in Delaware?
I was born in Wilmington and grew up in Delaware through high school. And when I went to college, I went to Syracuse University. And that was a situation where people asked me, how'd you wind up in Syracuse? And that was a happy accident. I was a drifting high school senior without a whole lot of discipline or motivation. I didn't know where I wanted to go. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to do something with music.
By the time you finished high school, you were pretty clear about that?
Well, I didn't know what else I would be doing, you know, basically. I wasn't really thinking about jobs at that point. Actually, my dream situation, what I wanted to do, was I wanted to be like an engineer for albums. It'd be like the person that was like working in the board and studio. And I mentioned this to my guidance counselor. Of course, he just gravitated to engineer. And he's just like, oh, well, Carnegie Mellon has a good engineering program. I'm like, I don't want to design bridges. You know, I that's not what I mean by engineering, you know. So didn't really get very far with that. But Syracuse sent me a catalog. And it was a great catalog. You know, the School of Music building looked like Hogwarts. I mean, it's just this majestic-looking castle on a hill. I'm serious. It's on the National Register of Historic Places. Krauss College, it's called. It's just an amazing building. I ended up going to Syracuse, and at the time I was a piano performance major because I played piano, and again, I didn't know what else to do. So I was a piano performance major. About the time of my junior, senior year, I realized I wasn't going to make a living doing this because I didn't have, you know, the chops to be a solo pianist virtuoso. By that time, I had discovered composition, you know, especially composition in 20th century musical styles, experimental music, and so on. And so when I ended up going back to my master's, again at Syracuse, it was for composition. And during my master's study, I got interested in non-Western music and ethnomusicology, and I briefly considered going into that, but I didn't want to do the field work. You know, I didn't want to like go to Brazil for 6 years and live in a jungle to record the music. You know, too many mosquitoes. You know? So I didn't want to do that. But also one of my teachers had said, well, if you go on ethnomusicology, you know, your bachelor's degree is in piano, your master's degree is in composition. And if you go on to get another degree in ethnomusicology, it's going to look like you don't know what you want to do with your life. I had the beginning of a song, and I thought of you. The melody stuttered, hesitated, and I fought it through. It was hazy from time, just a misshapen line. It was like a memory with the passage of time. Always come easy, flowing smoothly from my fingertips. But the lyrics run rudely, they elude me, and the rhyming slips. Still, the song that I hear remains strong and clear, so I can write it down before it disappears.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Kevin Holm Hudson, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Kevin Holm Hudson after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.